is a call to Rafa. See what's happening catch-wise and otherwise. Hey, Rafa. I'm calling you because I'm doing updates for Free Radio. And I wanted to ask you a couple of questions on mic regarding just, I guess, to some extent, your work on the Catch subcommittee, your own sense of what's perception about what's going on around town in terms of facilities that are going to be available either now or in the near future. Similar questions like that. Are you up for chatting about that? Rafa?
Yeah, sure. That's no problem.
You're good? Okay. So, I mean, warning, I'm recording it. I'm putting it up as an archive along with about 10 or 15 other clips of other people just so there can be, you know, people can have access to at least some opinions, if not some information. So, I understand that some people thought the Catch Committee was still meeting tonight, but of course it wasn't, right?
That's correct. All of our meetings are definitely suspended.
And that's like suspended until May or some such thing? Or
We haven't received any word as to how long the suspension is going to last.
And is there any pressure from individual committee members or groups of committee members to demand that facilities appear on the streets forthwith, not wait until May or June or July?
Well, I've been in contact with city staff and some city council members who have assured me that the city is currently or has already, in fact, added hand washing facilities and porta potties, but when I pressed them to find out how many and where they were, they said they'd get back.
Right. Now, I've heard, I've read similar reassurances from Bernal and Cummings in letters they've responded to from Keith McHenry and others, and they are they're phrased in the sort of the Susie O'Hara optimistic future, we're working on it, it's going to be taken care of, it's in process, yak, 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 and not getting anything in specific. Have you been out much to see or gotten any second-hand information indicating if there actually are operating nighttime porta-potties or bathrooms available to people outside?
Well, in addition to the existing ones, I don't know that there is an addition to any of the existing ones, but there was a list that went out of the current of ones that were available as of a few days ago.
Do you have a copy of that list?
Yeah, I'm just looking for that right now.
I mean, I know that there are three porta-potties. They're customarily open, two on Cedar Street and one on Laurel Street. But I also know that, you know, there are also mixed reports about how clean they are and how, well, there's not really a mixed report. They're not accessible to disabled or differently abled people. And also, daytime bathrooms have been closing down. Santa Cruz Bookshop, Loudon Nelson. What's the other one I'm thinking of? I don't know about the Metro, but the library, all closed.
Yeah, so the library is closed. The police department, I think, is closed for a week. There's a bunch. So as far as public restrooms, the Locust Street Garage and the SoCal Front Garage are both supposed to be open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Huh.
And
okay.
The porta potties at Lot 2, which is 1100 Cedar Street, Lot 8, which is 710 Cedar Street, and Lot 27, which is 301 Front Street, are all supposed to be open 24 hours a day.
Three mentioned before, yeah. I got you on that. I think there's one near the Tabby Cat, or across from the Tabby Cat, something like that.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I've never used it, but...
Right, I haven't either.
So, you've been, you know, you've taken some initiative yourself independently of your membership on the catch by regularly coming to Huff meetings, showing up at the Coastal Commission, and risking your well-being as the coronavirus fells. The chair and the, I don't know if it's the vice chair, at least two members of the commission. What are your thoughts about the current situation?
Well, it's awful. There's no way around that. It's pretty, you know, we have a housing crisis and a pandemic on top of a housing crisis, and it is especially worrying for people experiencing homelessness, just because they don't have, you know, a place to go to isolate.
Have you been out much, like, you know, checked out the beaches or anything? I know that you said that you've sort of been, you know, sheltering in place when I spoke to you last. I think it was either earlier today or yesterday. But you also have, you know, the containment decree of midnight earlier today, you know, when they came up with the everybody stay in or else you get a misdemeanor sort of thing, unless you are, you know, engaged in exemptions to that, which are many. I mean, they've been assured you can walk your dog, you can go get groceries, you can, you know, exercise outside, provided you keep a 6-foot distance, all that sort of thing. Have you? What's been your personal experience, if you wish to say?
Well, I went for a bike ride today, and there were people out. I would say much fewer people than you normally see on West Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And there were virtually no cars at all. It was just people walking around.
What did you observe as far as shops and restaurants and other places of business?
Today I didn't go by anywhere that would fall into that category, except for maybe like Emily's on Mission Street, which was closed.
So you didn't hit the wharf or anything?
Yesterday, at the time, this was before the shelter-in-place order had been issued, I'd say already half of the businesses were closed, and virtually no one was downtown, and some of the businesses that were open were only doing takeout orders, and
And how's your psychological state? Are you finding yourself relieved because you kind of have more, I don't know, you're not so many meetings are calling upon you and so forth? Are you feeling yourself rather more anxious for your friends? How is this impacting you?
Well, I've been spending most of my time working on trying to organize support for some local eviction protections and an effort to have the city and the county make a commitment to stopping sweeps of homeless people during the pandemic.
How are you proceeding to do this? Are you taking Ryan Coonerty out to a intimate candlelight lunch?
We're doing email campaigns right now. We've got about almost 200 emails that have gone out from people organizing through social media and email, and both the city council and the board of supervisors are planning on at least addressing the eviction protection thing at their meetings
And so there will be a public meeting of the city council next Tuesday?
That's correct. I was told today that the way the city council meeting will be operated, no one will be allowed to be in the council chambers, and there will be a few of the council members there, and then some of them will be in other rooms, some of them will be at home, and if the public wants to participate, they can go to the Tony Hill room, and there might be some sort of, like, video conferencing technology or something like that, but they'll be physically separated from the council.
Any word on the voting count for Glover and Crone?
No, I haven't been paying attention to that.
Mm-hmm. So, is your work with this, I guess you're seeking the same kind of eviction moratorium that's happening up in other Bay Area cities and also in San Jose?
Yeah, so San Jose just passed language to create an eviction moratorium ordinance today, and they'll be able to make that the law, essentially, at their next meeting or as soon as they pass a resolution to enact the ordinance that they just created. Mm-hmm. And I think it's for 120 days where people can't be evicted and would not be required to pay rent if their situation is related to, you know, being a victim of the COVID-19 pandemic. But they would still be required to pay back their rent in the future.
Will be required?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're also setting up a $50 million fundraising campaign through the Silicon Valley Community Foundation, and that $50 million fund that they're planning on using for rental assistance for small business assistance and for nonprofit assistance.
Hmm. Yeah, there has been some talk, some speculation that restaurants are going to be particularly hard hit by this because they operate on such a thin margin.
Yeah, and if you want to support your local restaurant, I'd suggest ordering delivery from them or pick up or take out. You just can't sit down and order a meal. And if you don't actually want the food, you could buy a gift card.
Hmm, interesting. Anything that I'm not covering that you think you want to talk about that is important for people to know about?
Well, the National Alliance to End Homelessness is right in the middle of a campaign to put pressure on the federal legislature, the Senate, to include some pretty significant homelessness funding in the emergency COVID-19, I think it's like $1 trillion package that was just passed recently, and they're earmarking $5 billion for homeless related services, $5 billion for diversion, and $50 billion for like emergency housing.
And perhaps $1.3 trillion for the stock market?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I was hearing yesterday or Friday or some such thing. Okay, anything else you want to bring up?
That's it for now.
Okay.
This is all evolving quite rapidly.
Or devolving quite rapidly. Yeah,
yeah. It's hard to know exactly, you know, where things might be in a week or two. I did hear. here in terms of Santa Cruz things, the city is delaying review of camping ordinance in light of the COVID-19 situation. I'm not sure when that'll come back to council, but even though it was supposed to be on the next council agenda, it won't be.
What about the Board of Supervisors? Hear anything coming up in that gang of thugs?
Just that they are also working on an emergency eviction protection ordinance that'll be introduced on Tuesday, and it'll also include eviction protections for business tenants.
Dig it. These are emergency ordinances, or are there going to be ones that we could get to wait around a month or two to see what...
There'll be emergency ordinances.
Yeah, that would make sense. It'd be nice to have some emergency bathrooms, too, but I guess that's a little less important, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
I also know that for the city of Santa Cruz, the housing authority has earmarked $100,000 for low-income rental assistance.
Do you have any idea how easy or how difficult it is to get that kind of assistance?
Well, you have to qualify, according to the, whatever sort of rubric the housing authority has. I don't know too much more about that.
I gotcha. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and, I will be calling you later to get more details, and feel free to call me if you've got some breaking news you think I should pass on. What I'm going to do is, rather than simply do a Thursday and Sunday show, I'm doing, I'll probably put this up as an archive tonight or tomorrow morning. And the Huff meeting, by the way, which I know you're eager to get to, is going to be at the town clock at the, you're probably familiar that they've set up a whole 24-hour feeding stand there, Food Not Bombs and the Union of the Homeless and Huff.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday.
And we've invited Martin Bernal to come and explain his apparent failure to set up appropriate sanitation facilities, and maybe we can, use his bathroom or something to sort of as a stopgap measure. So that's another a taste treat that awaits you if you show up at the town clock, as well as hot coffee at noon tomorrow.
Isn't that not strictly
Well, not if you bring food and you are a food server, and we're going to have a whole bunch of food servers showing up.
Okay.
That's the plan. That's my suggestion, anyway. So, good talking to you, Rafa. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.